On Tuesday, the Berkshire County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls will hold a listening session in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The Women's Fund of Western Massachusetts will present data on the lives of women and girls in the region and allow locals to share their experiences. It's scheduled to start at 6:30 p.m. at Greylock Federal Credit Union on Kellogg Street. Commission Chair Meg Besong spoke with WAMC about the event.
The group that produced the report is the Women's Fund of Western Massachusetts, and their role is to do a number of different things related to the existence of women and girls in Western Mass. So they do, they're probably best known for their leadership development. They do a leadership institute for political and public impact that a lot of women who have run for office or behind the scenes of office holders in Western Mass have been to. They do grant making for social impact around women and girls. And another of the things that they do is produce this report on a regular basis about the status of women and girls in Western Mass. And so that includes data not just on Berkshire County, but also Franklin, Hampshire, and Hampton counties.
And what is this data collecting? What kind of stories are telling about the lives of women and girls in Western Massachusetts?
So there's a number of things. They looked at a wide variety of different data sources. So some of those were data that were collected by the various agencies of the Commonwealth. They were doing conversations with a number of community-based and nonprofit organizations in Western Massachusetts seeking input from folks like the commissions on the status of women and girls, of which there's one, ours in Berkshire County, there's a Franklin, Hampshire, and also a Hampton County commission. And from that, pulled out a whole range of pieces of information around health, around employment, around access to education, around experiences of incarceration, participation in leadership, public safety. There's a really wide range of data that's captured in this report.
So what are you expecting to hear from the presentation this this week in Pittsfield? Are you expecting to hear, you know, that there's a broad amount of representation of women in leadership? Is there a particular thing that's affecting women and girls in this part of the world more so than other parts? What are you looking to see there?
There's really two components to the event that's happening on the 12th. One is that the Women's Fund will be presenting the results of their data report, but the other piece of this is that the Berkshire County Commission is using this as an opportunity for a hearing with women and girls in the community to both respond to what they are hearing about the report and kind of matching that up with their lived experience. So, I think that there's a number of things that are of interest, and I would say also of concern. One of the things that we're looking at is earnings. So if we look at for every dollar that men earn in Berkshire County, women in Berkshire County are earning about 82 cents on the dollar. So there is a gender wage gap in Berkshire County for women. We know actually that Massachusetts lags behind many other states in terms of representation of women in elected office, in political representation. So, 36% of Massachusetts' U.S. congressional delegation is women. Only a third of the Massachusetts legislature are women. Only 20% of the mayors from Western Mass are women. You know, Pittsfield obviously just reelected. Regardless of the outcome of that election, Pittsfield was going to have a woman mayor, but only 20% of mayors in those counties that I mentioned are women. So we do have a real challenge around representation. One of the pieces of legislation that the Berkshire County Women's Commission and the State Commission on the Status of Women has been looking at is changing some of the state campaign finance law in Massachusetts. We're actually out of step with federal law on this. So you cannot use campaign funds to pay for childcare in Massachusetts for state or local races. If you were running for a congressional or a federal race, you could. But in state level and local races, you can use your campaign funds to pay for a tuxedo, to pay for pizza, but you can't use it to pay for childcare. And that really hampers the ability of many women to participate in campaigning and running and holding elected office, whether that's at the level of all the way from the governor to school committee. So that's something that we're looking very closely at. And there is legislation before the legislature right now.
Let me ask you about this. There's been a lot of conversation about sexual violence and domestic assault in Berkshire County.
Yeah.
Most recently, the district attorney, Andrea Harrington, teamed up with the Elizabeth Freeman Center to put together a task force to address that issue. Will this report also address that?
It does not. It does not take it on directly in terms of looking at some of that data, but I think that a number of things in the report are really, really intimately connected to women's experiences of domestic and sexual violence. So one of those, and this has been a focus this year of the Berkshire County Commission, is experiences of incarceration for women. So as we know from some great reporting done by the Berkshire Eagle, women in Berkshire County are not incarcerated in the county. They're incarcerated in the Western Mass Regional Correctional Center in Chicopee, as are all women in Massachusetts west of Worcester. And one of the things that we can see and that we know from this data is that there are really, really close ties between women's experiences of sexual victimization, whether that's childhood sexual abuse, whether that is as an adult, and also domestic violence and later experiences of incarceration for them, not for the people who harmed them. So that's one of the things that shows up really significantly in this report. It also, we see it in conversations about the rates of people in Berkshire County and Franklin and Hampshire and Hampton who are living in poverty. So the rates of poverty, one of the things that the report reveals, 12% of women in Franklin County are living in poverty, and 20% of women in Hampton County are living in poverty. And so there are really close ties between poverty and domestic and sexual violence. Those are trajectory-shifting life events for people. It means that people often cannot complete their education, whether that's at the high school level, some degree of college level. It often means that people are removed from the workforce. So there are close links there. We see it also in people's experiences of substance use. Domestic and sexual violence is all through this report, even if it doesn't take it on directly.
So what are you hoping people get out of the event on Tuesday?
What I'm hoping people get out of the event is several things. One is the knowledge that there is a pathway from just having experience to that having an influence on policy. We are fortunate to have a very engaged state legislative delegation here in Berkshire County. I think one of the things that's beneficial about our population is that we can have fairly close interactions and relationships with our state legislative delegation. And I think that we've seen, especially Adam Hines and Tricia Farley Bouvier in particular, making significant efforts to tie their legislative sponsorship to issues that are coming to them from constituents in the county. And that's one of the things that we need to begin to think creatively about. People in the community have really creative ideas about how to address our transportation problems, how to address things around affordable housing, how to address things around needs about education and workforce development, and the ability to be heard on that, the ability to take those ideas and translate them into policy is really critical to our survival and our thriving as a county. I think one of the other things that we're hoping will come out of this is trying to think about the resourcing that's needed to solve these issues in Berkshire County. So many of the Commonwealth's resources are distributed by population, and so Berkshire County, unless and until we experience a significant population boom, is always going to be on the short end of that distribution because of our relatively low population compared to the rest of the state. But I think we have important things to offer. If there's conversation that's happening about transportation in the state, there are women and girls who are talking about their difficulty getting from Mattapan to Dorchester and Boston, and we don't have to be in competition with them. We can layer on the difficulty of women and girls to get from North Adams to Pittsfield or from Monterey to Great Barrington, and those conversations are of a piece, and we can think creatively about how to address those challenges.